Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
CBD Revolution. The world is discovering CBD and its potential for numerous health benefits. Hemp Fusion Wellness is the premier company looking at CBD with a whole food perspective. For the highest quality CBD oils and products for stress, sleep, energy, and topicals, it's Hemp Fusion. This CBD Revolution highlight has been brought to you by Hemp Fusion Wellness, U.S. trading symbol CBDHF, and in Canada, CBD.U. Web address, hempfusion.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. From the surface of the planet Earth, we're going to the surface of the moon because we're entertaining landing sites. Landing sites for NASA, for a rover. Bob, the rover Viper, this is all new to me because I've been concentrating on your explication of the rovers on Mars, especially Dear Opportunity. What is Viper and what's it after?
Viper is a NASA rover that's going to go to the moon near the South Pole, and it's designed as the first rover with a drill on the moon, designed to study the resources and the chemicals on the surface and maybe a little bit below ground. And of course it's focused because it's going to the South Pole and trying to see if it can get evidence, more concrete evidence of the theorized ice that might be in the permanently shadowed craters there. Well, this week NASA finally announced, and I should say that Viper is scheduled to launch it's going to be launched on a Falcon Heavy, and it's scheduled to go up, sometime in the next year. 22. It's supposed to launch in 22. And, so they've announced where it's going to go. It's going to land, and I've got a map on Behind the Black. You can see the little white box shows the landing zone. It's about 85 miles from the South Pole. It's in a relatively, and this, none of the area here is flat, by the way. The terrain on the South Pole of the moon is extremely rugged. Lots of craters on top of craters on top of craters. But they found a relatively flat area about 85 miles away from the South Pole that is close to a crater called Nobila, and is also has small craters in that zone that they think might have ice in the shadowed regions. And so this is going to go, and it's going to be working on the moon for 100 days, roving around in a zone that's about 36 miles square. And it's going to be looking basically to see if there is evidence of any ice there. This will be ground truth. In other words, the orbiters suggested ice in these locations, but we've never had any rovers or landers go to those locations to actually compare the data on the ground with what's in the orbit. And in this case, it's necessary because there are uncertainties of the water data, and it could very well be that it's not ice. And so this is what this mission is going to do, and it's going to try to find out. It'll also tell us a lot about landing in this very rough terrain, John, because if they're going to send astronauts and landers to the South Pole to get this permanently shadowed ice, we're going to have to be able to deal with the very rough terrain, and Viper will help do that.
What is the significance about ice, Bob? Why are they chasing it?
Well, okay, first of all, the moon, you know, every picture is seeing the moon, as I said in Genesis, story of Apollo 8, it looks like a skull. It doesn't look inviting. There's limited resources that humans can use there, it appears, at least at first sight. Finding ice in the craters of the moon and the South Pole would provide you not only water to drink, but oxygen to breathe, and oxygen and hydrogen to produce energy, fuel. And so it's an incredibly valuable commodity for a colony or a scientific base. And so that's why there's lots of interest to send probes to the South Pole, because that's where it appears the best potential for ice is. And it makes this valuable real estate. We're not the only ones wanting to get there. India tried last year to put a rover down near the South Pole. China's talking about doing it. Russia's talking about doing it. Everybody's talking about doing it because this is the valuable real estate. This is the beachfront property, John.
We go to the surface of Mars, Bob, watching very carefully odd features that do not easily lend themselves to analogies on Earth. This time, he calls them glacial falls. Again, Bob, the word falls can mislead. Do we think this is glaciers? Do we think it's water? Do we think it's none of the above?
One, it is apparently a glacier that's, you know, pretty much accepted now that we're looking at glaciers in this region of Mars. I call it glacier country. It's a band about 2,000 miles long in the transition zone between the northern lowlands and the southern highlands at about 40 degrees latitude, give or take 10 degrees northern latitude on Mars. And in that area, practically every picture you look at in this very chaotic Mesa Butte Canyon region, very complex region, you're going to see glacial features. And so the picture I show is what looks like glaciers within alcoves coming down a slope, a cliff face. And that's what they look like. They look like glaciers. And so, and this is, you know, there's lots of data suggests there's ice there. Now, you asked if it was glacier or water, and the answer is yes. Glacier here is water, but it's ice. And it's not an active glacier, likely. It's been sitting on, there's no additional snow being added to the top of it. So it's not flowing. But nonetheless, it did flow in the past. And it might flow again in the future, or it might start to sublimate away.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.